Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with organist Peter Richard Conti when he and the Philadelphia Orchestra were performing a selection of 7 of Brahms's 11 choral preludes. Peter was playing 4 preludes on the organ. The other 3 were played by the orchestra, which had commissioned transcriptions of those works. We first talked about the circumstances surrounding Brahms's decision to write these preludes.
He wrote this after Clara Schumann died and was distressed by that, and people have speculated as to what he was doing because he hadn't written a piece for organ in 40 years. He was looking back toward Bach, but do the preludes reflect a Brahmsian sensibility?
That's a really good question. They do a bit of both. Brahms studied the works of Bach, and he revered the works of Bach, as he did with many of the other earlier composers. And indeed, many of these chorale preludes of Brahms's have almost companions in Bach's Orgelbuchlein, especially number 2, Herzliebe Jesu, could almost be picked from the Orgelbuchlein of Bach. It has the same structure, very, very tight contrapuntal structure. The difference is that Brahms adds, of course, that romantic harmony that Bach doesn't use. But they're very, very similar, many of these. The one difference is number 8, the one that I played, which is Es ist eine Rosensprungen, which has absolutely no correlation to any of the Bach Orgelbuchlein chorales. The tune, in fact, is masked almost to the point of unrecognizability because of all of Brahms's very, very beautiful appoggiaturas, musical and appoggiaturas that come through and camouflage the tune to the point of unrecognizability.
That's interesting because I understand these choral preludes were possibly used when they were used in services as a way of preceding the choir and perhaps giving some clue as to the melody of the hymn they were about to hear.
Yeah, certainly. In the case of the Bach Orgelbuchlein chorales, those can be used to introduce the hymn that's about to be sung. And most of these that we perform this evening have that same sort of very recognizable tune in some way. But the Es ist eine Rose, number 8, is a very different one. That's the tune is hardly recognizable. It's beautiful. It's also one of the only ones that doesn't look back to an ending. Like you say, Brahms was very distraught about the death of Clara. But most of these chorales, in fact, do look to an ending of some kind. But Es ist eine Rose looks to the beginning of Christ's life. Behold, a rose is in bloom.
Among all your other activities, you also do a lot of transcriptions, taking works for orchestra and transcribing them for organ. And in that process, you're actually using the ability of the organ to sound like an orchestra.
Yeah, very much so. And I'm actually, in these chorales that I'm performing, I'm bringing out some solo voices which are not actually indicated in the Brahms score, but they're buried inside the tenor tune between the alto and the bass. I brought them out either using a different keyboard or using my feet to bring out an inner line that I thought was very important to bring out. So I just have a French horn playing in my feet at one point to bring out one of the tunes that would otherwise be obscured by playing it all on the same sound.
So when you look at the music that was composed by Brahms, how much flexibility and how much latitude did he leave for the organist? Because organs are so different.
He left quite a bit of latitude in these particular pieces especially. He wrote them on basically 2 staves for left hand and right hand. Occasionally there's a pedal part, but all you see are terraced dynamics actually between keyboards. He'll say forte, piano, pianissimo. That's all you see. Everything else is left up to the performer on the particular instrument that he's playing on. And in my transcription mind, I'm thinking, wait, if he was orchestrating this, he would have maybe brought that little tenor line out on a French horn. So I'm doing that. I'm bringing them out.
So what we're really hearing are these chorales, some played by orchestra, some played by organ, but even the ones played by organ are orchestrated in some way.
Exactly. I'm actually transcribing them a little bit, keeping obviously Brahms's incredible, beautiful structure, but transcribing a little bit to bring out some of the inner beauty.
Thank you so much, Peter Conti.
It's my pleasure, Susan, anytime.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.